handing too much autonomy to weapons of war, particularly when civilian casualties are possible. International humanitarian law requires that any civilian harm caused by an attack be no more than proportionate to the military advantage hoped for. An AI, which would be hard to imbue with relevant strategic and political knowledge, might not be able to judge for itself whether an attack was permitted. Of course, a human being could pilot an uncrewed plane remotely, says Mr. Colosimo, but he doubts that communications links will ever be sufficiently dependable given the contested and congested electromagnetic environment. In some cases, losing communications is no big deal. A plane can fly home. In others, it is an unacceptable risk. For instance, FCAS aircraft intended for France's Air Force will carry that country's air-to-surface nuclear missiles. The priority for now, therefore, is what armed forces call manned-unmanned teaming. In this, a pilot hands off some tasks to a computer while managing others. Today's pilots no longer need to point their radars in the right direction manually, for instance, but they are still forced to accelerate or turn to alter the chances of the success of a shot, says Colonel Javasek. Those, he says, are tasks that are very well suited to hand over. One example of such a handover comes from Lockheed Martin, an American aerospace giant. It is developing a missile avoidance system that can tell which aircraft, in a formation of several planes, is the target of a particular missile attack, and what evasive actions are needed. This is something that currently requires the interpretation by a human being of several different displays of data. Another example is ground collision avoidance. In 2018, a team led by the American Air Force, and including Lockheed Martin, won the Collier Trophy, an award for the greatest achievement in aeronautics in America, for its automatic ground collision avoidance system, which takes control of a plane if it is about to plow into the terrain. Such accidents, which can happen if a pilot experiencing severe G-forces passes out, account for three-quarters of the deaths of F-16 pilots. So far, the system has saved the lives of 10 such pilots.